This morning, we have a guest joining us here on our program. Dylan Lyons is with us. He's with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, recently named as the Safe Routes to School Program Manager for the organization. And we're going to talk a little bit about that issue here this morning. Dylan, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good. Hey, congrats on the new position. Getting settled in?
I am. Officially about 3 weeks in, and I've already done, probably about 10 bike rodeos across the state, you know, from western Iowa all the way to eastern, covering, you know, different areas with the goal in mind to teach kids about safe walking and biking in their neighborhoods.
So yours isn't necessarily a sit behind a desk in an office job.
Certainly not. No, there is some paperwork that has to be done just to, you know, make sure that we're getting the information to the communities and promoting these programs and trying to get them to have us out to train them in the different aspects of safe cycling and walking in their different communities. But there is a lot of hands-on time, which is really nice to see when you get to actually interact in these neighborhoods, in these communities, and promote all the safety education to them.
Absolutely. Well, you may have touched on some of these things already, but the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, can you tell us a little bit about the organization and the mission?
Absolutely. So the Iowa Bicycle Coalition is a statewide nonprofit that focuses on bike safety advocacy. So working with our legislator branches to promote safe bicycling through policies, really getting our you know, their constituents that are advocating for these better policies and safety, safer bike networks to connect with within their neighborhoods and their communities. And so we're kind of that voice for them to really, you know, show what Iowa needs to become, you know, a safe haven for cyclists and you know, making just a better place for all people that want to enjoy, whether it is as a recreational activity or, you know, as a means of transportation.
Well, over the last 10, 15 years, we've seen so many more miles of trails being put across the state of Iowa. And while those tend to be relatively safe places to be able to travel on bicycle, you know, some folks still like to ride the roads. And we have to kind of remind folks that, especially this time of the year, where we might have bicycles, we might have motorcycles, cars, trucks, and some of those larger vehicles, too, that they're moving from point to point on the farm, you know, where a lot of people in a lot of different areas are sharing the roadways.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just in, I'm mostly based out of Des Moines, and the number of just, you know, paved trails for everyone to use recreationally has been growing constantly every year, but so has the opportunity for some of our neighborhoods to add in, you know, bike lanes on some of the busier roads. And so we really want to make sure that not only are these alternative modes of transportation and pathways are safe for the cyclists themselves, but that the community, you know, is on board, that they recognize that this is, you know, a benefit to their neighborhoods, and just to, you know, be aware of, you know, because, you know, you can't just plop a bike lane down on a busy road and hope that everyone understands how it works. You know, there are different layouts and structures for bike lanes and for other alternative modes of transportation. So making sure that everyone's aware of, you know, how these work, how they benefit the community, and, you know, how it's how they're navigated safely.
Yeah, well, and with gas prices skyrocketing like they are and the weather getting nicer, you know how that goes. 1 + 1 = 2 there. So, well, I wanted, to talk also about the Safe Routes to School program, since that's kind of one of the things you're specifically working on. I know we're coming to the tail end of the current school year, but, you know, the new school year is just a few months away, and it always pays to plan ahead just a little bit. We've seen some walking school bus programs here in the area, mostly pre-COVID, but now that we're back to trying to get things to normal again, should we see more of those kinds of things? How do we organize those types of things? How do you reach out?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is just to get into contact with me. You can go to iowasaferoutes.org. That will direct you to, or the iowabicyclecoalition.org. That will direct you to my contact information. Again, that's Dylan Lyons, the Safe Routes the school manager. They can reach out to me directly, and then I would sit or communicate with the contact of the school or the community that's wanting to have some more education around the Safe Routes program. And whether it is, like you mentioned, the walking school buses, we do, we've done multiple bike rodeos, which are essentially bike safety clinics, where we pretty much create a simulation of what it would be like to, you know, ride your bike to school. Everything from, you know, proper bike handling to recognizing proper street signage, what you do in those situations, how you signal so that you are being predictable on the road and can, you know, make sure that everyone around you is aware of what your next, what, how to anticipate your next move. And so kids of all ages, trying to get them, you know, comfortable and confident when they're riding their bikes to school. And of course the priority in a safe manner to and from school. So really working and kind of making sure that we're providing the correct education resources to each communities, depending on, you know, what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Are these kind of neighborhood-based programs?
They are for the most part, but I mean, we certainly kind of look at whatever whatever the community's needs are, depending on their size. We've worked in a lot of smaller towns throughout the state, and you know, we work with a lot of, you know, bigger communities as well. So kind of depending on what their needs are, what they're kind of looking for in regards to whether it is, you know, getting to school safely, being able to navigate their neighborhood safely, trying to prioritize what each community's needs are, and then working with other organizations to see what we can provide for them.
Yeah, well, as we all know, you're probably one of the most dangerous places to be on the roads in the course of a school year is probably that morning drop-off and that afternoon pickup time when there are a lot of cars mingling with a lot of walkers and bicycles and some big yellow school buses as well. So, you know, it's just, it's kind of being aware of those things because you're pushing them in at a time when it's, you know, there's a lot more traffic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's certainly not, you know, you're not just on a leisurely stroll through the neighborhood. It's a busy time. And so what we really like to make sure is that, as a cyclist, regardless of your age and skills, that when you're on the road, that you are abiding by, you know, normal traffic laws. You're another vehicle on the road, and the safest way to be on the road is to be predictable. So as long as you are following those traffic laws, that, you know, you would be following the same if you were in a vehicle or if you were on a bicycle. That idea of being predictable, so that the person behind you, in front of you, wherever, there's no question of what your intention, what your next move will be on the road. They know you're, you know, staying in your lane, that you're you know, making the right hand signals when you're turning, when you're stopping. It's just important to make sure that, you know, all the vehicles are aware of what your next move is.
Yeah, you can't rely on the other person out there. You know, we used to focus a lot on drunk driving, but now largely it's distracted driving we have to be aware of.
Correct. That is a big thing that the Iowa Bicycle Coalition is really focused on, is surrounding distracted drivers, especially those that unfortunately are still utilizing their phones while they're driving, which has become a huge problem all across the nation. So really, one of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition's one of their focuses is to kind of tackle that issue and try to make it, bring it to the forefront that it is a problem and that it has honestly cost some cyclists their lives. So the importance of not being distracted while you're in the car. I know it's, you know, easier said than done, but when it comes down to other people's safety outside of, you know, your little car cage, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, and in this case, it's literally a two-way street. I mean, you've got to be careful on the bicycle and make sure that you're following all the rules of the road and doing it safely. And then you've got to work on the other side, too. I mean, we have to educate drivers to understand if there are going to be more and more kids in those congested areas. We absolutely have to watch out for them.
Absolutely. I like that analogy. It really is a two-way road. You know, there are certainly people on both sides that definitely could be educated better on, you know, what they need to do so that both parties are, you know, getting to and from each place safely and, you know, following their state's laws for traffic. So I've seen both sides do a great job. I've seen, you know, people on both sides do not so great job. And that's kind of where, you know, especially from the Safe Routes program, is making sure that we are providing that education so people do. Because there are, you know, we come to a lot of these events where, you know, maybe they weren't 100% sure on what they should be doing as a cyclist, or they just didn't know. And so providing those resources really, you know, helps to make them more aware of how they should be, you know, the proper way to be cycling or walking or getting to and from wherever you're going in a safe manner.
Yeah, and many students who do ride bikes to school, it's usually not done individually. They usually do it in a group.
Correct, yeah. And that's, I think, another really important thing is that, you know, our goal is to hopefully one day educate every child in the state of Iowa and give them the proper education when it comes to safe cycling. We know that's a huge goal and one that will take some time, but, you know, if we are, you know, just kind of planting those seeds one at a time in the communities, and hopefully that will, you know, eventually grow. You know, you have one kid who learns the proper skills and education around cycling, you know, hopefully they'll be able to, you know, inform their friends or neighbors that, hey, you know, this is what I learned at the Safe Route to School bike rodeo program at school. You know, this is the proper way to signal that you're turning left, or, you know, this is what you should be doing at a yield sign. So it's planting those seeds, hoping that eventually, you know, things will kind of start moving outward and progressing.
Absolutely. And if folks would like to know more about maybe organizing some Safe Routes to School for the coming year in the fall, they can find out more online, right?
Correct. Yep. That's either at the iowabicyclecoalition.org, or they can go straight to the iowasaferoutes.org web pages. All of our contact information is on there. They can just get a hold of me, and we'll get something scheduled and a conversation started.
All right. Very good. The weather's getting nice. We're thinking about getting outdoors. Let's think about getting them to and from safely as well. Dylan Lyons, thanks so much for your time here today. Best of luck with the program.
Jim, thank you, Jim. Really appreciate your time as well. Thank you.